Blog Talk Radio.
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus. Every day, every day.
Yeah, I know that Jesus with me. I believe now I can see every little thing he done for me. Now I got to praise you, G-O-D. G-O-D, God on deck. G-O-D, respect the king. He's Lord of lords and king of kings. We lift him high, yeah, now me. I'ma give him glory, you should too. I'ma ask you one more time what you gonna do. Sitting over there stuck like you have no clue. Get this Jesus and keep it true. He died for your sins, your mama and grandma too. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Respect and due. Father, have your way. Never stay on the path that you pay. We know that God is with us. Yes, yep. Jesus still saves. Oh, so much pain, enough to make you insane. The suffering can't compare to glory. Hold on to the great I am. Jesus really is coming. He is the lion and the lamb.
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day.
Tricking people, he acting like he winning, he weak. Couldn't take me from God while I was out there sinning. The blood of Jesus against anything that's evil. Satan destroys, kills, and lies. Don't let him deceive you. I am God's warrior. Spiritual warfare for sure. I am God's warrior. I'm kicking in Satan's front door. I'm uploading the truth. You cannot have God's youth. We lift Jesus Christ higher, cause Jesus is the truth. Understand God's word. Yes, God is love. God's still with me, we fit. We tight like a glove. The world make me wanna fuck, cause I have no fear. Gonna keep pushing God's word till the signal is clear. You hear?
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day.
Jesus got all power and all authority too. I'm gonna focus on him, not what these fools trying to do. A real war going on. Look past what your eyes can see. Don't ignore Jesus, he's still saying look to me. We live by faith, and if that's the case, focus on the Lord Jesus Christ or stay lost in the maze. When your situation in life is bigger than you, it's still smaller than your God, and he's bringing you through. Just let him handle it, rest. He knows best. He sent his son here blessed. No need to stress. I'm just gonna let everybody know the real truth. Satan was messing with me now, bro. He's missing the tooth. The truth.
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day. Every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Revolution.
living in the middle of the Babylon, yeah. Middle of the mission, get it on. I talk gospel, living in the gospel, never talk hostile, ventilating other song. In the midst of the ride, we gon' do just fine. Any Jesus, provide, conquer death inside my soul, he alive. I see no lie, conjure, watch yourself. Revelation, quick as a world war. On an angel, angle the world war. And it came with a flame, let it burn more. Let them separate the good from the bad tear. Darkness, no hope, but they go there. On a regular regiment, they're prevalent. We ain't talking to president, he ever said, Jesus, the Christ like, it's alright. Ain't no sinners, a minister, we getting in them. Why they poison, listeners, and spitting venom. Ain't no worldly analysis, the challenges. Why they worship landmarks and fallacies. Apocalypse, prophetic, you honor it. You see the lie, truth wins and all of it. All the time, Holy Ghost conduct mine. For the Lord, in due time, we all shine. It ain't nothing but a war, we gon' even up the score. God knocking at the door, don't you hear him calling? When I tell you the truth, and I spit it in a book, that news tell you, devil don't want it. Witness for the price, and I flow nice. On a demon colder than ice. Living machine, in his precise. Here we say, Satan,
I'm a soldier in the field. We gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight. We gon' make it to the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood.
Those on the threshold, but don't break. Hey, however long that it take. No devil pie and no cake. And the jealous ones still pray for you, but no Judas up in my space. Wait, disciple come with no hate. You talking out of that spite. Take the log out from your own eye. Make sure your salvation right. Approach the light and it's bright. No Lucifer that's in sight. That blood of Christ and that blood of Christ. Now plead over your life. Jesus the giver of infinite literature. Yeah. Jesus the healer of medicine living you. Yeah. My enemies up in my living room, living with memory. Demon, they get at you. Soldier, I'm living it. Jesus, I come to you. I'm free by the blood, and I'm at some G show. Everybody need Christ, yeah, bruh, yeah, bruh. I'm free by the blood, and I'm at some G show. Everybody need Christ, yeah, bruh, yeah, bruh.
I'm a soldier in the field. We gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight. We gon' make it to the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood.
Scripture, hope you get the picture. Christ the elixir, the elevated master, blood of Christ mixture. Pray no resistance, pray with persistence, impel the demon, pray hard. Then I come back to legion, come back for treason, slay y'all deep in the graveyard, pray God. I'm an automatic, and I'm chilling in the outskirts, servitude, I gotta have it. And tell Satan I'm a bomb first, word addict. I'm on the past, it's slow, no, it don't matter, brain matter. Praise the Lord, the sharpest sword, and Jesus, and no, there ain't no other. His words say close, we're going to hell. Hot fire, no hope inside a cell. This word, I shared it with my mother. My brother gon' have story to tell. Who bell, we are, no cowards running. Some people just fail to lie well. No price tag, grace for my soul. Praise Christ, the days of ancient old. Right now, it's about to go down. You just wanna hate upon the flow. Talk rap, making it for them skull crack. Doing this from way back, come up with the Christ for the payback. Did you really say that? It don't really matter, ain't no industry slave with a chain and a big hat. I'll be running with Yeshua, you guess, huh? No foe, no crack under pressure. Take it to the top, till my head gets sharp and it just goes
on. I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight, we gon' make it to the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood. Make it to the daylight by the blood. I'm a soldier in the field. We gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight. We gon' make it to the daylight by the blood.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. What's cracking and how are you? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Yeah, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We are an interactive worldwide broadcast. You know what I'm talking about? Over here, we pray. You got a prayer request? We got you too. You know what I'm talking about? Over here we worship, live on the broadcast and together. You know what I'm talking about? We praise, right? Yeah, worship, praise God. We get them scriptures. We got them scriptures on deck. Yeah, that feeds our faith. And then we learn how to work our faith. Yeah, all right. We get our problem solved by doing. Yeah, faith with works. Yeah, this is faith and action. This is not faith without works. All right, we are transparent over here. We are authentic over here. You know what I'm talking about? I'm your homie Oasis. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And today's topic is get your mind right. Get your mind right. This is a three-part series. Starting off with get your mind right. The next one will be in the church, in the wilderness, with the angel. You know the angel got a message from God, got some power from God, got some anointing from God for us, all right? So, and then the next one will be in the fire. Yeah, hard times, suffering. In the fire, praising God, though. All right. Mm-hmm. All things working together for your good. All right, so that's all coming up. So we're going to start off with today. Get your mind right. Did you know that God, the Almighty, is very merciful and willing to forgive? Hold on. Scratch the record, will you? Scratch the record. This is very important. Did you know that God, the Almighty, is very merciful and willing to forgive us rather than pour out his mercy, rather than pour out his wrath on us? One more time. Did you know that God, the Almighty, is very merciful and willing to forgive us rather than pour out his wrath on us? Yeah. He's more willing to forgive you. He's more ready to forgive you than to kill you. Uh-oh. That's real. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, this when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shout-outs to you. Much love. We appreciate you tuning in. All you got to do is look at Jesus and understand that his purpose on earth was to bring every human back to God. Yeah. Through Adam and Eve's sin, every human got separated from God. He got the law and all that stuff, but it couldn't do what Jesus did. Yeah. So, Jesus, you got to look at Jesus, and then you got to understand that his purpose on earth was to bring every human, including you, back to God. You know, get your mind right, humans. We can't fight. We can't overcome or be successful on earth without doing things God's way. They go to Russia, they go to America, they go to Ukraine, they go to China, they go to all the continents, they go to every nation, for God so loved the world. This go to every nation too. God loved the world, every nation, every human, so much that he gave Jesus. Mm-hmm. His only begotten son, that whoever from all these nations, from all these continents, from all these people, from all these cultures, whoever believes in him will not perish, but will get eternal life with him. And that's what we own. Remember, humans, we can't fight over there in Russia, in Ukraine. You can't overcome America and be successful, everybody in the world, without doing things God's way. Got to do it his way. Jesus is the way. Mm-hmm. Do this Jesus. Jesus is the truth. In Jesus is the life. You know what I'm talking about? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for bringing us through the week, sparing our lives, showing us mercy, protecting us, Father. Showing us that you preserved us and you have us preserved now and you will continue to preserve us. Father, pour out more of your anointing and your will, your power on us and your will being done in our lives, Father, so that we can give you the glory and the honor. Thank you for everything, Father. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for everyone who's tuned in to hear from you. Father, let us hear from you and you make us doers of what you are saying to us through your word. Jesus, is your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is your word. We love you, Jesus. Continue to have your way, Father. Lead us and guide us. As we continue to submit to you, let us obey you more. In Jesus' name, I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. I'm your homie, Oasis. Today's topic, get your mind right. Remember, we go live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern for that Hip Hop and Jesus. Yeah, Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. Teaching Tuesdays. You know what I'm saying? Kind of slow it down, take our time, get in the three chapters. We try, for the most part, to get in the three chapters, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, however the Holy Spirit leads and reveals and opens up his word to us. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I don't know nothing but Jesus. Yes, sir, and that's more than enough. Yeah, he the one that all, he's all-knowing. God, our Father. Yes, sir. All right, we go live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. We go live Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, like right now. 11 a.m. Eastern, live on Saturdays, all right, with topics from the all-knowing one. Yeah, get your mind right so you know we got something for our mind, our heart, going to get our life right. We tune in and get these scriptures, you know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. So we appreciate you tuning in. And this time, to get down to the worship and the praise. Yeah, about that. And praise. Would you know about that? Yeah, we worship God in the spirit and in the truth. We live unto God. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. So we about to worship together. We already understand that worship is a lifestyle. And if you don't understand that we worship God, we live unto God every day. You know what I'm saying? So that makes this easier when we come together and worship God. Worship God at the same time. We play some music. Few songs, get your heart and your mind on the Lord though. Yeah, this is your personal worship and your personal praise time with God. So listen to the music, but let that music usher you into his presence. Let him reveal himself through this music and your thoughts and in your heart right now. As you worship, yield unto him, let him know you appreciate him. Express your love unto him during these moments. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and it's time for us to worship and praise God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth. Today's topic, get your mind right, and we're going to get it right. Believe that, starting right now.
Oh, like restrooms. Know you wiser than the song. We're reminded that you're sovereign. It was all on schedule. Yeah, you brought light into the dark when you died on the cross, but that was just a flesh wound. Cause death couldn't hold you, so you rose up with all power in your right hand. You left gifts for the whole crew, and you overloaded us with power that we might stand. Yeah, that was your precise plan. Made it shine bright like lights on a nightstand. And for the rest of our lifespan, you'll restore us back to the image of Christ.
You made it all, and the world that you made fell apart, and the people cried out, Lord, how long? Then you sent the Redeemer to come along and restore what was lost. You made it all, and the world that you made fell apart, and the people cried.
Can you say?
Y'all like it? I like this. Mm-hmm. I like that, though. Yes. Tell somebody I like that. Tell somebody else, he like that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I like that. Yeah, that's new praise. N-U-P-R-A-I-Z-E. Yeah, new praise. Yeah, no greater love. That was Fred Hammond, no greater love before that. Know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Remember this. You can call in live. When we are recording live, you can call in and you can speak or you can just listen. We have a call-in number that only works when we are recording live. We record live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and we record live Saturdays at 11 a.m. All right? The call-in number is 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. Listen that way or speak by pushing 1. Press 1 on your phone, and then you, if you want to speak, you can also listen on the go. Take your earbuds with you. You can listen live, or you can listen from the archive. That's every past episode that we ever done. It'll be ready for you in the archives. Yeah, just Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. All right. Now, would you like to increase your faith in God? If your answer is yes, let's keep going to the next question. Would you like something to listen to that's authentic, real, practical, not religious, but something you can understand? Would you like something to listen to? If your answer is yes, let's keep going. Yeah, and I ain't talking about the broadcast, man. I ain't talking about the broadcast. Yeah. But I have something that you will get life from. Something that will give you life. And something that will enhance and bless your life. It's good music with a good message from God. Yeah, good music with a good message from God. I have an album. I'm also an author. Yeah. I have an audio book, which includes the book being read over some smooth-sounding musical tracks. You hear that track going on in the background? That ain't one of them, though, but I'm just saying this. You know, audio book, got you. Album, got you right here. The album, The Gospel of Jesus Christ by your homie Oasis, all right, $15, all right, The Gospel of Jesus Christ. Hip-hop, 13 songs, you know what I'm talking about, hip-hop gospel. Also, the audiobook, Look to Me, $30. Look to Me, the audiobook, $30. 31 chapters come with it, you know what I'm talking about? But yeah, man, you get them both for $39. Contact When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. Put album, audiobook in the subject line or the good newsletter. Yeah, don't forget that. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, good newsletter that comes out every 2 months on the 15th of the month. You know what I'm talking about? Got one coming up. You know what I'm talking about? Contact When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. Put album, audiobook, or good newsletter. The good newsletter, you get that for the free. You know what I'm talking about? Just like this broadcast. All right? For sure. Let's move on because I'm ready to move on. Somebody said, let's move on. Oh, about to take out of church up in here. But yeah, man, let's move on to the next segment of the broadcast. One of my personal favorites. You know what I'm talking about? It's the Knock 'em Down segment. Yeah, the Joshua's Wall segment. Knock 'em down. Any problem. God versus our problems, our issues, and our concerns. Any problem, any issue, any concern that you have as a human. Yeah. And you got God on your side. Well, you know you can give that problem or those problems. You can give that concern or those concerns. Yeah, or you give that issue or those issues to the problem solver. Yeah, the one who's over everything. That's why we call him Lord. Jesus is Lord over our problems, over our issues, over our concerns. Yeah, Jesus is Lord over Putin with his, I don't know what to call him, evil. Yeah, bullying self and. Yeah, Jesus is Lord over everybody. You, whatever leader you name, Jesus is Lord still. He's greater than all of them. And this is not no imaginary friend or no figment of our imagination. Jesus is the Lord, and we contact and we see him, and we do everything in him We do it all by faith in God. Yeah, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, yeah, to knock them down, the issues of life. God versus any issue, any problem, any concern of humans equals victory, victory for you. All right? This is also the segment for the thin skin. Let me give you a little segment. The thin skin folks, easily offended people, yeah, by the truth. Yeah, truth hurts, but the truth helps. All right, but the thin skin folks, this is your chance. Itching ear people who think this is a Q-tip message, nah. Mm-mm, this ain't for your itching ears. Here's your chance to leave or repent. This is the fire of God and the power of God on display over here. You know what I'm talking about? But I'll play my little theme music to give you a chance to get your mind right, whether you're going to leave or you're going to repent. The rest of us, we about to get this Jesus and get our mind right. But here come my theme music. Hold on.
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will be open shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that go boom are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah. I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school, but now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible is unreliable, ambitious rules, they're screaming no missionaries, and yet I see it very clearly that they be on the mission too. What can a Christian do when half the population's under
mass? Yeah, keep living my faith. Followers of Christ, sons of God, keep living by faith in God. That's what we gonna do. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, what this is when hip hop meets Christ, and I really ain't got no issue. My issue is not like yours today. Well, you ain't call in and say nothing. So my issue is I'm ready to get into these scriptures. How about you? I'm ready to hear from the Word of God. You know what I'm talking about? And heard songs and worship, praise God. You know what I'm talking about? So now we ready to feed our faith, better understand God and life, right? Today's topic, get your mind right. I'm your homie, Oasis. The first scripture we're going to go to today will be 1 Corinthians, chapter number 1. So let's go there. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 1. Get your mind right, yes, sir. Get your mind right, yes, sir. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 1. If I didn't say that, I'm sorry. And if I did, there it is again. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 1, starting at verse 18. Probably had a couple of verses, a few verses from over here in 1 Corinthians. Make sure it's the Corinthians with the 1 in front of it. And then chapter number 1, so that's the first chapter. And verse number 18, and it'll be skipping down to verse 22. So verse 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 says, for the preaching of the cross, this is why we had to let them go earlier, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. To the ones that's perishing, to the ones that have no life because they're rejecting Jesus because it's the preaching of the cross, to them is foolishness. Yeah. The preaching of the cross is to them that's perishing, is to them that perish foolishness, excuse me. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. I like that. Yeah, I like that. I like that right there. Yeah. Unto us who are being saved, the preaching of the cross is the power of God. See the difference? To them that's perishing, yeah, they rejecting Jesus, and Jesus is the life, right? He is the way, he is the truth. They rejected him, though. The only way we're preaching the cross, and the only thing that make the cross popular is Jesus, okay? I hear you, Holy Spirit. The only thing that make the cross popular is Jesus. Jesus, that's how much he is, Lord, because he's so Lord, he made the cross famous.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's how popular he made the cross
famous. So the preaching of the cross is to them, to the ones that's perishing, that's foolishness when they hear the preaching of the cross. That's why we had to let them leave or repent any other earlier, right? But unto us, which are being saved, yeah, it is the power of God. It's foolishness to them, but to us, it's the power of God. And you feel that, don't you? How can something be foolishness to one and be the power of God to the other? Ain't that amazing? Mm-hmm. Put some faith with it. Somebody say, I got some faith with mine. Yes, sir. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, go to verse 22. It says, for the Jews require a sign. These are the ones that want a sign, and then they'll believe. The Jews, they require a sign. And the Greeks seek after wisdom, the ones that say, yeah, you got to have some wisdom. Yeah, we want wisdom. Those are the Greeks, and those are the Jews. The Jews want a sign. The Greeks want wisdom. All right? Verse number 23 says, but we preach Christ crucified. Yeah, him being on the cross and dying, carrying the cross, everything, and resurrecting, though. But we preach Christ crucified unto the Jews. That's a stumbling block. Right? And it says, unto the Greeks, it's foolishness. Mm-hmm. We preach in Christ. It's the power of God. We believe it. We got everything attached to it, all our faith, right? But we preach Christ crucified unto the Jews. That's a stumbling block. A stumbling block is it limits you. Yeah, they say it limits you from living and enjoying life. Yeah, Jesus being crucified, you can't do nothing. That's a stumbling block to them, so they want to live. Yeah, thinking they can outlive the life. Jesus is the life. And unto the Greeks, it's foolishness, straight foolishness to the Greeks now. All right? Because they want wisdom, right? All right, verse 24 says, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, because God called everybody, you know what I'm saying? Called out of everybody. God loved the world. He want all of us. He loved the world. So to the ones that's Jews and Greeks that do believe, so back to verse 24, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God. There it is again. Christ, the power of God. That's two times. And the wisdom of God to that. He added to that. So that's what, verse 18, it said, those who are being saved, the preaching of the cross, that's the power of God. And then Christ, back down here in verse 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it says, Christ, the power of God. And the wisdom of God. Now, pause right there. And I'm going to read something else to you from God's word. Yeah, give you some more power. Yeah, we're going to get our mind right. God going to empower us like he empowering us first. So this is in your Bible, too. You don't have to turn there. I'm just going to read it for you, right? This is Romans chapter 1, verse 16. It says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Oh, there it is again. See that? Jesus Christ. Christ himself is the power of God. Soon as you put your faith in Jesus, you get some power from God. Uh-oh. Yes, sir, you get power from God. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Yeah, me being born again of God. Yeah, no religion. To everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, to everyone that believes. It ain't no difference. You know, Jesus is the Lord. He unifies us. Ain't no difference. You know what I'm talking about? We all for the same function, for the same glory of the Lord, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, let's go back. All right, verse number 25 says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Let me go back to verse 24 before we move on. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Since they think it's foolishness, yeah, the preaching of the cross, they think that's foolishness. They think Christ being crucified, they think that's foolishness. So verse 25 says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Now what? The foolishness of God. Since you think it's foolishness, it's still wiser than men and all the books and education, miseducation that we can get in this world. Philosophies and all that stuff. Experience, yeah, science, mm-hmm.
and can't experience everything and then start guessing. Yeah, whatever. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Get your mind right. Get this power. Thank you for your power. That's a good place to thank God for his power. That's one. That's just the first part, the first verses. All right, you ready for the next one? That's 1 Corinthians chapter 1. That was verse 18, verse 22 through 25 as well. So let's go to John chapter 3 then. You know it. The thing that brings the whole Bible together, the thing that brings everything together, the thing that brings God and humans together, whether you're male or female, whether you're black or orange or white. I'm sorry. Let me read the book, John chapter 3. Let me go on over here. Let me get on back up. John chapter number 3. Yes, sir. Are there any orange people in the building today? Yes, sir. Let me hear you say yes, sir. Oh, okay, all right then. John chapter 3, verse 16. But we ain't going to stop there. We're going to read verse 17 and verse 18 with this one. So John chapter 3. Is this foolishness to you? And I'm going to go ahead and say no. I'm going to go ahead and answer mine, give you my answer. John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. Is this foolishness to you? This is the preaching of the cross. So John chapter 3, the preaching of Christ. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, for God so loved the world. This is God's love on display. God's love for you, God's love for me, and whoever else that's human. Male or female, that's all he created now. For God so loved the world. Then ask Biden, then ask the Constitution, then ask America, then ask Russia, then ask Ukraine, then ask Africa, that's a continent, right? Okay. Then ask China, Asia, okay. Okay, let me see. South America, North America, okay, I named it. Which ones I'm missing? You know, but then ask none of us. For God so loved the world that he gave, he decided, his love drove him to do something for us. God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him, all you got to do is believe in Jesus, should not perish. You won't perish, but you will have everlasting life. Do you believe in Jesus? Next verse is, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. Jesus didn't come here to condemn you. God didn't come to condemn you through Jesus. On the contrary, he came to liberate you. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So why is the world rejecting him more than ever before now? Huh? Why are we? Still. Even with coronavirus hitting in 2020 and still here. Still got other countries shut down. And all I'm looking at is these other, what's going on in these other countries. Okay, we think we the safest country. Watch what happened over here. Yeah. There's somebody in Ukraine, one of the Ukrainians, say that this war is not about Russia and Ukraine. This war is about evil and good. In other words, this is a war, the start of the war between evil and good, or the devil and God. And the final one, this is the start of it. So just imagine what's going to happen over here. You don't think Americans, you don't think they looking and watching how, you know, what's going on over there and how the reaction from the people and what the soldiers doing to them and all this. Okay. Don't forget that buddy just put the soldiers on his own citizens when he was in office last term before old Grandpa Biden. They sent our own soldiers, right? Yeah, Americans. Yeah. God didn't come. He didn't send Jesus to condemn the world. But the ones you trusted in, they trying to kill you because they're under the influence of Satan. They don't want you hearing about Jesus. For God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world, that the world through him might be saved, he that believes on him. See, this will change your life. This will get you right for eternal life. Yeah, from I'm talking about benefit you right here in this life, and I'm talking about all the kind of benefits in eternal life. So, verse 18, John chapter 3, verse 18, he that believes, or she that believes, whoever believes on him is not condemned. Take you out of that category to be condemned. All right? If you believe in Jesus, and it's from, it got to come from your heart, not just your head either, because your heart going to have some works with it. It's going to make you do something. Yeah. It's going to make you do something about it. Yes, sir. He that believes on him, or she that believes on him, whoever believes on Jesus is not condemned, but he that believes not. The one who does not believe is condemned already, right now. I don't care how much money, how much success, man standards, how much, you know, credentials or whatever. See, we got to put yourself up and measure yourself up against God's standards. And then every one of us humans, if we keep it 100, we got to know that we are 100% wretched. No good for God. Yeah. Measure yourself up against his standards. Every last one of us at the root, we wretched, shouting. You do something that you say nobody don't know nothing about, ain't it? Yes, sir. All humans. Wretched. God see everything, though. He'll blast. He put your blast too. You take heed to the warning. You won't get blasted. Because God see everything. So at the root, every last one of us wretched. We think we hiding because we hide from people. But God, the one we got to answer to, see everything. And it ain't no hiding from him. He's so awesome that he understands your thought before it hits your head. So he know what you're going to do before you do it too. But it's how you act after. Uh-oh. You're going to run to him. You're going to acknowledge him. You're going to receive this forgiveness. Come to the throne of grace boldly. Because he that believes on him is not condemned. But he that believes not, you ain't got no place to run to. If you're not believing, you already condemned. Because he has not believed. Because he has not believed. Because he has not believed in what? In the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's the reputation, Jesus. And that's the name. The reputation of Jesus. That's the name. That speaks before you sometimes. Your reputation can come before you, right? Mm-hmm. So that's his fame, and that's his name. The name that's above every name. Jesus. In language, yep. The spirit knows that a J is in Jesus. Yes, sir. So whoever believes in Jesus is not condemned. You will not be destroyed. You are not on God's hit list. See, I'd rather be on like on the devil's hit list than to be on God's hit list. Because God hit harder than the devil. Oh, my goodness. God will send some thunder, shout. He ain't even hit you. You feel what I'm saying? He'll send some big thunder and make your grown behind jump under a table. Mm-hmm. Now what? Shake the whole earth. Don't play. Don't play. You thought I was going to say your house? No, shake the whole earth. Yeah. Get your mind right. If you believe on Jesus and you come on over here, believe in Jesus, you're not under condemnation. You're not in the category to be condemned. He that believes is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Is this foolishness to you? We preaching the cross, is this foolishness to you? We preaching Jesus, is this foolishness to you? Get your mind right. 1 Corinthians. Go back over there. I'm sorry. I didn't realize we were going back over to 1 Corinthians. Then we're going to chapter 2 this time. So let's go. 1 Corinthians. I didn't recognize it was getting back over here, but let's get on back over here. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. Today's topic, get your mind right. That's what we're doing. Gave us that power. Now he's giving us something to recognize and think about. I'm talking about put his love out here. His love out here. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We starting at verse 4. So 1 Corinthians. Make sure you're in 1 Corinthians again, not 2nd. 1 Corinthians, then you go to chapter 2. Yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I'm waiting for you at verse 4. Give you a few more seconds to get there. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse 4 says, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. I ain't so eloquent in speech. I'm not using my degrees from Harvard, Princeton, and Yale today. Okay, graduate cum laude. Okay, where I'm at. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And my speech and my preaching enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and the power. You can't deny that. When the Spirit on display and when the power of God on display, you cannot deny that. All you can do is receive it or reject it. You can't deny it. That's his power. Yeah, they killed Jesus and the whole earth shook, got black and all that when they were killing him, yup. They couldn't deny it. They just rejected it. That's all. They couldn't deny that man shook the earth, bro. You know what I'm talking about? But when he resurrected, yeah, still shook the earth. They in shock now. But they don't even believe that he resurrected some people. Yeah, but to those of us that believe, oh, yeah, he going to reveal himself in just about a minute. Yes, sir. Yeah, how long you been hearing? We've been living in the last day. They so godly now. Look at the world, man. I ain't even no God. In God we trust or nothing no more. Look at this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. My speech, my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Verse 5 says that your faith, see, we ain't playing around because you got your faith in the God we preaching about. So we ain't playing around with your faith, and we ain't playing around with God. That your faith, I'm talking about real preachers, real teachers, real evangelists, real prophets, real apostles. Yeah. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We ain't coming here to give you no religion. We're not giving you no philosophy, no science. Not giving you nothing that's of men, but we giving you something that you can put your faith into, which is the power of God. And it ain't us, but it's him that's on display through us. It's not him that wills, not him who runs, but it's God who shows mercy, right? Yeah, he get all the credit. He get all the glory, and we don't have no problem with that. Yo, we ain't got no problem with that. So it's in the Spirit, the demonstration of Spirit and power, so that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, in the philosophy of men, in the opinions of men, in the science of men, but in the power of God. Put your faith in the power of God. That's what you want. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 going off. Verse 6 says, howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Does that mean you're always correct? No. Does that mean you always get it right? No. Does that mean God always get it right, though? Yeah. You're always available for God to use you. Yeah, even when you mess up, you confess up. Okay. God know everything. See everything. You're God conscious now. Conscious that God is watching and sees and knows all. You ain't got to worry. You know what I'm talking about? Even when you mess up, get on back over here. God knows. You know what I'm talking about? Receive his mercy. Come to the throne of grace boldly. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 6 says, howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to nothing. They come to naught. Yeah, they come to nothing. The wisdom of this world comes to nothing. The princes of this world, them demonic spirits, them demons and them devils, the demons and the devil, how about that one? And their wisdom, all that's coming to nothing. Let's read verse 6 again. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. You understand it's because you in perfect alignment with God because you got your faith in God through Jesus Christ. So among them that are perfect, we speak wisdom. You hear the wisdom of God. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. Verse 7 says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom. See what I'm saying? We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom. Where is he at? In Christ. He reveals himself. He reveals his power, everything over here to us. Yeah, watch. Keep. Remember, he reveals himself. Okay, now verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. God ordained this before the world now. Look at this. God ordained this before he even created the world for you already, for me, for us. Verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom. We speak in the hidden wisdom, right, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. That's why you got to make sure you're tuned in. That's why everybody can't tune in, because everybody ain't tuned in. You see what I'm saying? Into what? To the Spirit. Yeah, everybody can't tune in to you, because everybody ain't tuned in to the Spirit. Some people tune in, a lot of people tuned into the flesh, and they call themselves Christians too. Don't even read their Bible, shall they? First Corinthians chapter, and they made them more lazy with this 2020. That made them more lazy. They start going to what? Church online, right? First Corinthians chapter 2, y'all funny and phony. Yep. Y'all funny and phony. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8 says, which none of the princes of this world knew. None of the princes of this world. That's the devil, the demons, the spiritual wickedness in high places, right? None of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Yeah. That was the devil and demons influencing the people to kill Jesus. That's the devil and demons influencing people not to believe in Jesus right now. Yeah, tricking folks. Like the ones that go by the title Christian, but not doing nothing. Faith without works. That's what they own. But we faith with works over here. Yeah, we are led by the Spirit of God. We are sons of God. So if they would have knew it, because it's hidden, remember? It's hidden wisdom. If they would have knew it, they wouldn't have killed. They wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. You know, they thought they were getting rid of him. They didn't expect him to resurrect. And he is the resurrection. All right, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It's getting real good now. Verse 9. Y'all ready? Because they quote this and they don't go to the next verse. But we going. That's why you got to read the whole Bible for yourself. You have to spend time with God for yourself. They always say this verse, and they always used to say this verse right here. And they would leave it, and it's the next verse. It's in there, though. They will always say this verse, and you'll hear it. It's going to sound very familiar if you can't read it, but listen to it. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse 9, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them. That's one verse. They get real deep. I have not seen, ear have not heard, the things that God not prepared for them that love him, right? Look at the next verse. Verse 10 says, but God has revealed them. Boy, that tell the church right there. That did something to you, didn't it? Yeah, real believers, real sons of God, stand up. Yeah. They hear and do what this word say. Look at the next verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. The completion, but God has revealed them unto us. One verse says he ain't revealed them, right? Well, we haven't heard. We haven't seen. We haven't heard. I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. The next verse is verse 10, but God has revealed them unto us. Not to everybody, but unto us by his Spirit, the ones that got his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Do what? The Spirit searches all things. That's why you hear us talk about everything over here. Yeah, we in this world, not of it. So the Spirit searches all things, everything, right? Yes, the deep things of God as well. Yeah, everything. All issues. And put them all up. Like I said, measure yourself up against the standard of God. See how tall you are, how big you are, how much you weigh. You put yourself on God's scale. God has revealed them to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things. Everything, all things. Yes, the deep things of God. All the deep things of God. And everything else as well. When hip-hop meets Christ. You know what I'm talking about? We'll be right back after these messages. Yeah, we're going to come back. We're going to get a few more, something else from over here. First Corinthians, stay where you are. We'll be right back. We help our meet Christ. Appreciate you doing it.
Off in the block with the rocks and the glass, off in the casket, box and the rocks. But Jesus came and he saved my soul, and he came and he broke some chains and the locks, and it's just me under his wing. Now his praises I will sing. Now I take not to my understanding, but on him I lean. On what I mean, no, let me fill you in, bro. Didn't know what I was in for, but the Bible was my info. This ain't easy, oh no, no, but that's my fault, cause I said I go. Now he's sending me to the places that we all know Popo don't go. Now I'm running head first, no falling. Demolition Derby, Herbie, what they call me. And I pray to take the pride and the lust away, but I ain't see it, but it taught me how to trust the day. Liquor, lies, weed and deceitfulness, fornicating, cursing, bonafide evilness. Uh-oh, I can feel folks staring. Pardon me as I get transparent. Parent, 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 parent. I said he pulled me out of hell. Yeah. Cussing when I say that deal, I said he pulled me out of hell. Yeah, and you can trust me when I say that deal. This is me being transparent.
Yeah, they say I'm confrontational. I want peace, just not at the cost of my silence. Speak up.
All through the hood, I keep hearing people saying
I'm supposed to die tonight. They can't destroy what they ain't built in the first place. So I'm finna ride tonight.
I went from a truth seeker to truth speaker. Truth through the booth, your Bluetooth and your coupe speaker.
Yeah.
Run up in here, I cut an ear, I'm 2 Peter. I bucket fear, I chuck a spear like Lou Peter.
Yeah.
They love it here, I hate it here. They murder babies and pervert the children and make it here. It's getting crazy, everybody claiming they gangster here. And everybody feel it, but nobody is saying here. This God over money, so I say what I want, dog.
Yeah.
Your favorite rapper, don't need too afraid to be broke, dog. You lose your career pissing in folk off. But you can call black women hoes and kill all the black men that you want, dog. And I don't care if you hate that, I could take that.
I could take
but
that.
Stop claiming you real knowing you hate that. Sad thing is how fast you could diss a black queen and turn around and walk on eggshells for a drag queen. Bizzle, it's what you wanted.
I never change for the smallest. If you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. You can't muscle me, dog, I say what I want. And if you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'.
World full of fake news, nothing real about it. Put their agenda in the middle and just build around it. You don't use your own brain, they gon' flip the whole thing and trick you with a headline to tell you how to feel about it. Call a man a racist, you take what he said racially. Call him homophobic, you take what he said hatefully. They label it hate, you can't even disagree tastefully. To shake the label, you switch sides, it's mind slavery. These people are evil, don't eat what the media feeding you. Deceitful and wicked, they giving you lenses to see it through. Everybody lying, nobody willing to speak the truth like the Lord said it would be. Maybe we'll see him soon.
I never came for the smoke. You gotta go down and let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. You gotta go down and let's get it poppin'. You came up with me, dog. I say what I want. You gotta go down and let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down and let's get it poppin'.
They tryna turn your little boy into a princess, and they ain't even gave him a chance to be a prince yet. They sick of gender telling you to let him clip his member. He can't even pick his bedtime, but he could pick his gender. They say that I ain't woke, I say they ignorant.
They ignorant.
See, I remember how the pilgrims did the Indians. Remember, they ain't just attack him, they befriended him. Gave him blankets full of diseases and ended him. Outrage, footage leaking every other week or two. So you don't see the blankets, they sneaking you. They ain't gotta squeeze at you. They feminizing your males and leading you into a lifestyle that won't allow you to reproduce. One black life gone, they'll march in the street with you. They hand you a blanket to say abortion is free for you. How else you gonna get ex-slaves to agree with you? To kill themselves, say you giving them the freedom to. Fizzle, let's wake them up.
I never came for the smoke. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog. I say what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'.
Yeah, what he said. You know what I'm talking about? That's the homie Bizzle with the song Poppin'. That's one of my favorites from Bizzle. Shout out to the homie Bizzle. Shout out to 7 too. You know what I'm talking about? S-E-V-I-N, 7, California Connection. Appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying? Music and y'all hearts and y'all, you know, just being out there, you know, in the forefront out there like that too. And keeping it real and being faithful and not compromising, man. Appreciate y'all and everybody else who do it who I didn't name. You know what I'm saying? Some more people, if I start naming, I miss some. You know what I'm saying? KB, appreciate you, cuz, being out there like that. You know, Bryson Gray, appreciate you too, cuz. You know what I'm talking about? And like I said, everybody else, man. You know what I mean? Who out there still on the grind for the Lord. All right? We over here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We over here in 1 Corinthians, right? Chapter 2. Today's topic, get your mind right. 1 Corinthians, chapter 2. We're going to take a pause. We're going to we're going to go see something right quick, and then we'll come right back to Corinthians. So put a bookmark or something right there and go to Romans chapter 8 right now and right quick. Romans chapter 8. See something here. Getting our mind right. Romans chapter 8, go to verse 6 when you get Romans chapter 8. Got to get your mind right. What kind of mind you going to have? Romans chapter 8, verse 6 says, for to be carnally minded, you got to have one of these. You're either going to operate and live in this world with one of these two minds. And we all been in the first category already. Some of us are in the second category right now, which is good and the best. So Romans chapter 8, verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death. Carnal minded. Living your life not being led by the Spirit of God. That's what carnally minded is in a nutshell. Your own logic, your own senses, yeah, what you know. Believe that. Huh? For to be carnally minded, that's death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. What? Is life and peace being spiritually minded? Yeah, your mind being led by the Spirit of God? That's spiritual minded. Now, get your mind right. You're going to be carnal minded or spiritual minded? You can't be both. You're going to live by what you see or you're going to live by what God says. What God say? Yeah, I like that. You gonna live by what you see, or you gonna live by what God say? what God says. 1 Corinthians, go back over there. Chapter 2, go to verse 11 this time. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 says, for what man knows the things of a man save the spirit, or except the spirit of man? What man knows the things of a man except or save the spirit of man, which is in him? So nobody knows man like the spirit of man. For what man knows, okay, what human knows the things of a human except the spirit of a human, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the spirit of God, the things of God. No man knows the things of God, only the spirit of God knows the things of God. Remember, you got the spirit of God in you, though. Still not what you know, it's what he's doing and what he knows. So even so, the things of God knows no human but the Spirit of God. That's the one that knows it. Okay? Verse number 12 says, now we have received not. We didn't receive the spirit of the world. We have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. That's what we got. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. It's all about him and us, G-O-D, and us little old humans, right? Verse 13 says, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches. We're not speaking with words that man's wisdom teaches, which the Holy Ghost teaches. All right? So verse 13, which things also we speak not in the world, okay, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. We are all up under the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost's influence. Yeah. Not with man's wisdom. Not reading all these books that man wrote. Not categorizing the Bible in the category that man wrote. No. This is the word of God. Yeah, God wrote the first commandments before Moses broke them, threw down the tablet. It said the finger of God wrote on the stones. All right, so that's what we on right here. Mm-hmm. So we are under the influence of the Holy Ghost teaching and comparing spiritual things with spiritual, right? Verse 14 says, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. The carnal head, the natural man, receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness. Remember, they are foolishness unto him. When you're talking to somebody that's just in the natural head and ain't willing, right? Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. You got to be spiritual. Got to have that spiritual mind, or want that spiritual mind, because when they want it, then they'll open up to it to receive it, right? They'll receive that truth. And if the Son sets you free, you're going to be free indeed. Yeah, if Jesus makes you free, you will be free indeed. All right, so we're in 1 Corinthians, chapter number 2. Verse 15 says, but he that is spiritual judges all things. I told you, all things. You hear about everything over here. He that is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man, because they natural. So you can't judge the one that's spiritual. Verse 16 says, for who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. That's why we saying the same thing Jesus said. And that Jesus says, because we got the mind of Christ up in here. Get your mind right. Go to 2 Corinthians. Yeah. 2 Corinthians, chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians this time. Out of 1st. Going to 2nd gear. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, too. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. Starting at verse number 16, you're reading verses 16 through 18. Again, that's 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verses 16 through 18. It says, for which cause we faint not. We got the mind of Christ. We know that the same God that resurrected Jesus going to resurrect us. So for this cause, we faint not. But though our outward man perish, have to go through some things sometimes in his body, man. Especially as we getting older. The most thing you can do is just stay on your health. Eat right and get some exercise in, man. That's about it. But you're going to get older. You know what I'm talking about? Well, for me, you know, for us, we're going to get wiser. Yes, sir. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, getting older, it's decaying and rusting, right? Yet the inward man is renewed day by day. It ain't got nothing on that new one, that inward man. Yeah, that inward man is shining so hard. And you take care of that inward man, it'll make that outward man look better. I'm telling you. Verse 17 says, for our light affliction. You going through something? You got to know it's light. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it only lasts for a moment, it works for you. It's working for you. Remember, God works everything out for our good. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us. Somebody says, working for me. It don't feel good, but it's working for me because I'm on God's side. That's the only way it's working for you. It don't feel good. It don't look good. I don't see no way out of it except God, so it's working for you. See? Yeah, that's your way out, Jesus. Yeah. Our light affliction is light. This is what his word says about your affliction. It's light, which is but for a moment. It's only going to last for a moment, and it's working for you a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Spiritual. Verse 18 says, while we look not at the things which are seen, we don't look at the things which are seen. We don't focus on it. Yeah, watch and pray. We watch the news, not every day though. Well, you ain't got no business watching the news every day. You don't have to do that every day. Especially if you ain't getting the good news every day. But yeah, you should not be watching the news every day anyway. But you should be reading his Bible every day. Spending time with God every day. So verse 18, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, you're looking at the news every day, you're going to be depressed. The Bible says don't look at the things that are seen. Yeah, don't focus on that. But at the things which are not seen, become spiritual minded. For the things which are seen are temporary. It's temporal. They were scared to death of coronavirus. Temporal, right? They ain't worried about it no more. Over here. But the things which are not seen are eternal, though. The things which are not seen are eternal. Man cannot reveal God to you. Man cannot reveal God to you. Only the Spirit of God can. Get your mind right. We have the mind of Christ. Philippians chapter 4. We start off with believing the word. Yeah, go to Philippians chapter 4. We start off with believing. Yeah, having faith. Yeah, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by this word. So when you hear the word, you believe it, and then it goes from there. Mm-hmm. If you do what the Spirit is telling you to do, God's Spirit, Philippians chapter 4. We've got one more place we're going after this, but it is a whole chapter, but it is so fire. Yeah, so fire with it. Fire for the proper. But right now we're going to Philippians chapter 4. In verse 8, it says, finally, brethren, believers, sons of God, followers of Jesus Christ, this is for us. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, this is what you focus on. Yeah, this is what you, yeah, don't look at the things that's seen, but at the things that's not seen. Here you go. Finally, brethren, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatever is true, whatever is honest, no, they ain't honest on the news, right? All right, then. Whatever things are just, yeah, upright. All this going to lead you back to the word. Watch this. Whatever things are pure. So that's whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, of a good report. That's the bad news. They give you a bad report, right? The whole news. The only thing to be good about the news is the weather, right? God. Whatever things are of good report, okay, they be dressed good, I guess. They be dressed good, in my opinion. Or, you know, they be clean and stuff. Okay. Whatever things are of good report, though, can y'all, since y'all dress good, can y'all report some good stuff, though? Yeah, at least. Whatever's of good report. If there be any virtue, anything that's trustworthy, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Put your mind on this. On this. Whatever's true, whatever's honest, whatever's just, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever's of good report, whatever's of virtue, whatever's of any praise, think on these things. Yeah. Think on these things. Yeah, sometimes that weather, a lot of times these days, the weather don't even be good. It be bad reports of the weather, man. You know what I'm talking about? Why is it, it's April and it's cold up this mug. It ain't even 60 degrees. It's April. You know what I'm saying? In the A-Town. You know, hot Atlanta wind every now and again now. Oh, but yeah, get your mind right. You don't have to watch the news every day, but you should be getting this good news every day. You know what I'm talking about? Let's go to Hebrews chapter 3. This is going to be the last place we're going in the scriptures today. All right? If you need some more, you can come back to the replay in the archives or what have you. Or you can pick your Bible up on your own time. But this is the last one for this broadcast. Hebrews chapter 3. We start at verse 1. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Hebrews chapter 3. Today's topic, get your mind right. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and I am your homie Oasis. Get your mind right. Hebrews chapter 3. Verse 1 says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. You're holy because you believe in Jesus, right? You're following Christ with your wretched self, okay? Now, because we're following Christ, that makes us holy, right? Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Consider, think on him. Verse 2 says, who was faithful to him that appointed him. He was faithful to God his Father, right? As also Moses was faithful in all his house. So we have to be faithful unto Jesus. Do what God is telling us to do these days. Verse 3 says, for this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Who? Christ Jesus was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. So if you respect Moses like that, then you need to be respecting Jesus even more than Moses. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who has built the house has more honor than the house. He the one that made the world. Yeah, all things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. For every house is built by some man, some human builds it, but or humans build it, but he that builds all things is God. This is the third time we hear about all things. All things. Yeah, he that builds all things, including your life. He that builds all things, including your career. He that builds all things, including your business. Yeah. He that builds all things is God. Except the Lord builds it. We laboring in vain, humans, no matter what we building. Verse 5 says, yeah, you could be building your legacy. Except the Lord builds it. You laboring in vain. Verse 5, Hebrews chapter 3 says, and Moses, comparing Moses and Jesus, and letting you know that Jesus got greater honor than Moses. All right, verse 5, Hebrews chapter 3 says, and Moses verily was faithful in all his house. That's why they comparing brought Moses up right here in particular, because Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. So he was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after, which are now in the future of Moses, right? But Christ as a son of, okay, but Christ as a son over his own house, a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Verse 7, Hebrews chapter 3, says, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost says, today, if you will hear his voice. The Holy Ghost says this, even today, right now. Today, if you will hear his voice. Use your will. Use your want to. Use your desire. Today, if you want to. Yeah. If you will, it's up to you. But it says, hear his voice. The next verse, verse 8 says, harden not your heart. So don't harden your heart. Don't reject. The Holy Ghost calling you now. Harden not your heart as in the day or as in the provocation. Provocation, that's provoking. Provoking something. Provoking God. You causing God to do something to you. Yeah. Harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, and they proved me, they tried me, right? And saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, is what God said. And said, they do always err in their heart. They always err in their heart. They say one thing, but they do something else. They be praising me on Sunday, right? But then they leave church and go act like Satan. God see everything. They do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. If you know, it's different when you know God. When you know God, you want to keep getting to know God, and then you want God's will to be done. Verse 11 says, so I swear in my wrath that they shall not enter into my rest. May God swear in his wrath. Made him mad. Provoked him to get mad, and he swear that they shall not enter into his rest. Verse 12 says, take heed, pay attention, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. This is what mess you up, not believing. Get your mind right. Better believe. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Because they don't believe in Jesus, that makes their heart evil, because he's the only one that can make it right. In departing from the living God. So an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. This is the ones that started off following Jesus and then got like Judas. Had an evil heart of unbelief and departed from the living God, man. See, he committed suicide. He hung himself. There ain't no escape. Sure is not. Verse 13 says, but exhort one another daily. This is the escape. Jesus. If you got Jesus, I promise you, you will not kill yourself. This is the answer to suicide. This is the answer to depression and oppression. Jesus. All the problems that we got, the answer is Jesus. And you hold on to him and you listen to what he said and you recognize and realize what he has done already for you and what he went through. And you see other people who went through stuff and how they came out, how God brought them out into rich fulfillment. Jesus is the Lord. They crucified him on earth. He the Lord now over the earth, over heaven and over hell. What? He the Lord over the living and the dead. What? Jesus. He's the only escape. Don't depart from the living God. Verse 13 says, but exhort or build up, right? Exhort. Encourage one another daily. Do you encourage somebody daily? I hope you ain't bringing nobody down daily. If you do, you need to stop that and start encouraging somebody on a daily, even if it's yourself. But don't be selfish, but I'm saying, even if it's yourself that you got to encourage, start off with that. And then encourage others. But exhort one another daily while it is called today. Lest any of you be hardened. Yeah, lest any of you be hardened. Going against it. Going against the truth through the deceitfulness of sin. Yeah, sin will trick you. It'll mess you up too. It'll mess your mind up. Verse 14 says, for we are made partakers of Christ. We are made partakers of Christ if if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end, if you endure, if you hold your faith and keep your faith in God from now on, yeah, to the end, if we hold fast, the beginning of our confidence, the beginning of what? Our confidence, steadfast until the end, we are made partakers of Christ. We got confidence in him. Verse 15 says, while it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. For some, verse 16, we almost finished Hebrews chapter 3. Verse 16 says, for some, when they had heard, did provoke. Some heard, they did provoke him. Howbeit, not all, not everybody that came out of Egypt by Moses. Not all of them, though. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? He wasn't pleased with them for 40 years, but he was grieved with them for 40 years. Is God grieved with you? You bring him grief, or is he pleased with you? Do you bring him pleasure? But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? Yeah, we going in the wilderness with the angel, so we about to stand. You know what I'm talking about? But these are the ones that didn't believe, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness. Verse 18 says, and to whom swear he? To whom did he swear that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not? To the ones that don't believe, you will never rest. That's what it means. Ain't no rest for the wicked. You're not going to get in his rest. When this world is over, there ain't going to be no resting for you. No sleep, no recouping or nothing. Yeah. To whom he swear that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not. To them that don't believe in Jesus. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Kept them out of the kingdom of God. Believing will get us in the kingdom of God. Hold on, y'all. Say that again. Unbelief kept them out and will keep you out of the kingdom of God. But believing will get you in to the kingdom of God. Believing in what? More like in who? Yeah. You can be what too, but believing in Jesus. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, get your mind right at the end of the broadcast. Like I say, got your mind right, huh? I got my mind right. Yeah, make up your mind. Do you believe in Jesus or not? Is it foolishness or is it the power of God? Get at you next time. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Peace.
In the service, and ain't nothing changed to still Jesus Christ's service. Stand eternal in the burning furnace. This yearning over work and bringing anxiety attacks. But I'm back, addressing all them false prophets. There is nothing in your falsehood but false good. Hardwood in the dirt, I'm still mourning. Night to dust, the dawn is coming. Never in my plans for running. Resurrected by Christ, watch. Ins and out, the maze is simple. Satan is a liar picture. Moments in your folio, Jesus will sow. So the spirits fall up off me quick. Still on one accord, we rip. Till the mission is we get delivered out of holy power. Hour after hour, spitting. Minute after minute, the kitchen. Serving everybody's spirit. The lyrics is crystal clear, you hear it. Bet it. Build a kingdom that is servitude. Seek Jesus. What we do eternally on record.
don't get paid. They can stomp my grave, but I still be saved and I still be brave. Christ, I never go astray. End times got them soldiers on the way. Ain't no time to play. What these haters trying to say? Ain't gon' step to Reverend J. We believe in what we cannot see, and faith is all it takes. All them snakes around me, let me demonstrate my father's weight. Seven seals, earthquakes, feel it when the earth shakes. Foundations move from out its place. This ain't outer space, this is under grace by the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no mistake, better stay awake. In the spirit take time and cleanse your soul. Behold the glory of the one who made us whole. Hear it when we speak, then we add a beat. Take it to the street, make you feel the heat. Baby, sow and reap till it's sevenfold. Tell it like the story's told. I ain't getting young, I'm getting old. I roll with Christ the road.
Bottom of my heart for each and everything that you've done for me. Lord, I just don't know how to thank you for everything you've done for me. Oh, Lord, I'm thankful for all you do. That's why I wrote this song for you. For there were times when I should have been dead, but you had your hands on top of my head. In spite of everything I've done, you still refer to me as your son. That's something I'm so grateful for, and the reason why I praise you more and more. Cause when I was out of control, you kept your hand on my soul and never did let me go. For what reason? I don't know. I guess it's just the way that you are, and I'm glad that you're never too far to hit me whenever I call. And in the game of life, when I drop the ball, you're right there to help me make it on in. Open up the door and say, go on in. It ain't nobody that can take your place, and I thank God that I'm able to run the race. That's the reason I gave you my life, because you gave yours for mine and sacrificed your blood to show me your love. Why do I love you? All of the above.
Tell me what you will, tell me what you want, tell me what you like me to do, and what you don't, Father, show me what to do. Tell me what to say, and if I happen to leave the path, I know you'll show me the way. I'm okay, Jesus, with you I'm okay. Even when I go astray, back to the way, I got no problems, cause I know that I can count on you.
Lord, you've always been there for me. Lord, the fact that I was born, and it was your idea. Like a picture, I've been drawn,
and I'm a part of you. I am your artwork, I got brains, but maybe that's why I seem to misuse them. It's kinda confusing, never think about that you gave brains to me.
After all I've done, how is it I could betray my master? You gave me all I had, it feels like I turned my back on you. Open arms, you wait on me like a royalty check. You're always glad to see me, Dad, I'm coming back, Lord.
I ain't finna leave.
I'm coming back, Lord. Tell me what you want, me what you like me to do and what you don't follow. Show me what to do. Tell me what to say, and if I happen to leave the path, I know you'll show me the way. I'm okay. Jesus, with you, I'm okay. Even when I go astray, you lead me back to the way. I got no problem, cause I know that I can count on you. Tell me what you will, tell me what you want. Tell me what you like me to do and what you don't follow. Show me what to do. Tell me what to say, and if I happen to leave the path, I know you'll show me the way. I'm okay.
Jesus, when I think about
Jesus,
you,
Jesus, with you, I'm okay.
It's just like something just goes
even
all over my spirit. Oh, Jesus,
you
Jesus.
Lead me back to the way. I got
Ooh,
no problem, cause I know that I can count on you.
Lord God, it's just so wonderful to be a child of yours. Oh, you just send vibes of goodness just all through my soul. Praise God. Lord Jesus Christ, there's no way to explain how good you've been to me in my life. Oh, Master, when I think about your goodness and everything that you've done for me, I just gotta lift you up and give you the glory and the praise that you so greatly deserve. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost Spirit, glory to the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Hey man, everybody talk about Scrub, man. Everybody talk about Trout, man. You get what though? Ain't nobody talking about good. You get what? I got you, good. I'm gonna turn up for you. You know what I mean? Psalm 23, Psalm 27, baby. Got a prayer table in front of my enemies.
Everybody talk about scrap, and everybody talk about the trap, but ain't nobody talking about God. And he the realest thing what hell. Let me tell you now, everybody talk about money, and everybody talk about car, but he the real reason you breathing. Don't even wanna make me start. Let me tell you now, everybody talk about scrap, and everybody talk about the trap, but ain't nobody talking about God. And he the realest thing what hell. Let me tell you now, everybody talk about money, and everybody talk about car, but he the real reason you breathing. Don't even wanna make me start. Everybody talk about the trap. It's the place to go, it's the place to be. Yeah, we sippin' in the sea. I'm getting money, I'm my own boss, it's monopoly. But I'm tell you that it cost a fee.
Yes, sir.
And it does give me 23 for a beat, send 3-4 key to P. Discretion of the jury, please. Which means they can give you more. 933, depending on your history. I'ma keep it true, just like the TV channel. That's right. Them streets are dead and they'll kill you like leukemia counselor. I was out there, I ran the sacks like Warren Sapp.
Okay.
Then God showed me where that war neck, it's war neck. So I head on in them songs of David. Now my inner patience gon' beat the major. And saving soul got me integrated. So I put forth what's undertaken. Them devils playing, they orchestrated. The street life and them songs are making. If you don't guard your ear, you'll lose your soul like crap games.
It's poker table.
Everybody talk about scrap, and everybody talk about the trap, but ain't nobody talking about God. And he the realest thing what hell. Let me tell you now, everybody talk about money, and everybody talk about cars, but he the real reason you breathing. Don't even wanna make me start. Let me tell you now, everybody talk about straps, and everybody talk about the trap, but ain't nobody talking about God. And he the realest thing what hell. Let me tell you now, everybody talk about money, and everybody talk about cars, but he the real reason you breathing. Don't even wanna make me start. God sees my forte. That money last, not first place. Since the first day that he saved me, I've been gone. MIA, graduated from my past life. From the strap toting that drug selling. Cause it really nothing but bad strikes. And them evil spirits, they hell fairies, This truth talk in the life we in on a daily basis. If you love the world, don't trust God, you get crazy places. I'ma speak the truth, they ain't gotta like it, it's God will. Over rebuke, beat hidden secrets, so I'ma speak it. So the fire play, let's drop that. Wilson call, but do you answer back? Or you intertwine with this money running, that money lunch, that drop cat. Man, who first now will be last? When the king comes, we suffer now, but reign later in the kingdom. Everybody talk about scraps, and everybody talk about the trap, but ain't nobody talking about God. And he the realest thing what hell. Let me tell you now, everybody talk about money, and everybody talk about cars, but he the real reason you breathing. Don't even wanna make me start. Let me tell you, everybody talk about Scrouse, and everybody talk about the trout, but ain't nobody talking about God. And he the real thing, what hell? Let me tell you now, everybody talk about money, and everybody talking about cars, but he the real reason you breathing. Don't even wanna make me start.
You got a bed, beans with your crib and your ice. I tell you, you got Christ. How come every time I bring up Christ, you be quiet? You need to stop fighting the truth and go ahead and try. With your crib and your ice, now tell me, do you got Christ? How come every time I bring up Christ, you be quiet? You need to stop fighting the truth, then go ahead and try. Here we go again, let me make it simple and plain. All you ballers and you callers out there calling them things. I ain't trying to swing, disrespect or coming polite. But have you ever had a funny feeling something ain't right? Cause every time you open your mouth, I just listen to you. And you speak to Christ like he's cold grits to you. The thing that sit on the plate, the thing that never get ate. Or like a pepperoni cut, the part that never get cut. You say you keep it first, but do you seek the kingdom of God? You keep rebelling and keep fronting while you hard in your heart. Trying to be hard while I discharge this message to you. The one you missed when your grandma bought these lessons to you. But I ain't coming here tonight to try to change your appetite. But rather change your eating habit. From darkness to light. If you do, you're alright. But if you don't, then you do. It's just some things that I do. If I put myself in your shoes. You got a bed, beans with your crib and your ice. Now tell me, do you got Christ? How come every time I bring up Christ, you be quiet? You need to stop fighting the truth, then go ahead and try. Said you got a bed, beans with your crib and your ice. Now tell me, do you got Christ? How come every time I bring up Christ, you be quiet? You need to stop fighting the truth, then go ahead and try. Instead of being quiet, now you need to go to try them out and be renewed like an old Jerry Curl that dried out. Maybe then you'll find out that Christ can change the heathen. How to see Christ take crooked lives and make preachers. See, you're not the next contestant to be your millionaire preachers. You're the next contestant up for
baby, you need Jesus.
So come on down, you the grand prize winner. No more living the life of a grand size sinner or a grand size pretender. And I know it sounds old school, but you need more than the truth. You need the whole truth. Spit it like I'm supposed to, giving you the soul food. My message stand out like a platinum grill with a go-to. You play with the devil long enough, he'll get with you. Put a target on your back, and he surely will stick you. Dance with him long enough, and he will get with you. I don't pray you get the album, I just pray you get the picture.
Boy, you got a bed, beans with your crib and your ice. Now tell me, do you got Christ? How come every time I bring up Christ, you get quiet? You need to stop fighting the truth, then go ahead and try. Said you got a bed, beans with your crib and your ice. Now tell me, do you got Christ? How come every time I bring up Christ, you get quiet? You need to stop fighting the truth, then go ahead and try.
Every time. Every time I'm talking about Christ, that's all I hear. Every time. I only want to know one question, do you? You got a bed, beans with your crib and your ice. Now tell me, do you got Christ?
Live the right away.
There's only one God, one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, only one God. One body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is.
It only takes one time. You can turn from your wicked ways with one line. For the wage of all sin, there's only one fine. If you ain't in it yet, you better get in line.
One.
It won't take one book. Best believe it, boy, you know it, you'll be one of us. Must have seen faith, so it don't take much. The woman with the issue only took one touch.
One.
For me, it took one prayer. To be honest, it was more like one scare. The band tipped over, I ain't lose one hair. Supposed to be dead and gone, but I'm still here.
Man.
So if you're looking for a change, straight and narrow path, only got one lane. Yeah, we living now just so we can live again. Cause in the end, everybody bows to one name.
One.
There's only one God, one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, only one God. One body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is.
Eternal life, like Billy say, it's a choice, either wrong or right. You got
one
God in heaven, it ain't Muhammad. Never been Buddha, I remain true to the
one
who sent the sun, so I wouldn't have to burn in hell like a repentant come. Be with the
one
who dwells inside me, so if I fall off track, he steps in, guides me back to page
one.
I remember when the ground was nothing but scrum. Asked about God, I would tell you it was none. The chip I was carrying on my shoulder weighed a ton. Man, I'm glad somebody told me it was
one God, one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, only one God. One body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, there's only one way.
One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is,
there's only one way.
One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is,
there's only one God. One body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, only one God. One body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, there's only one way.
One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is,
there's only one way.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.
I don't know why you love me so. You gave me chance after chance, and yes, I did blow. But now I'm back, never leaving again. I strayed away, but I loved you more than sin. There's no greater love than the one from you. Of a true friend, you never.